This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Today, I'm joined in the studio by
Audrey Raj
and Christine Wong.
We will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if you want to get in touch with the show via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram, it is at BFM Radio. Today's topic of conversation, could co-working trips be a solution to burnout? It's not your normal co-working trip or trip with your co-workers. Let's just be clear about that, you know, because those things, not so much a cure for burnout, more of an increasing level of stress, I would imagine, for most of us.
Oh, dear.
I love you guys, but it's true, right?
That's true.
You spend a lot of time with these people, and oftentimes you just want to think, you know, just
got to take a break, man.
You've got to take a break, right. So the idea behind these things is there's a bunch of companies that decide to take some of their or send some of their workers away to a co-working space in a foreign country. So, you know, Colombia, Sri Lanka or whatever. And they spend about a month there with the idea of them, you know, being more creative and just coming away feeling refreshed.
Yeah.
So the idea is that, you know, it could potentially kill burnout. So that's what we're asking. You know, could it be a solution to burnout? So that's story number one. Story number two is...
Story number two is about how, if you're too scared to trade stocks, there is a stock trading app that could algorithmically... Did I say that right?
No.
Do it for you.
algorithmically.
There you go.
There you go.
There we go.
Robo-trading.
Yes, robo-trading.
Okay. Story number three is all about what?
Story number three is all about voting machines in Texas and how hacking isn't the biggest worry for voting machines anymore.
Interesting. And then we are wrapping up with...
smart doors.
Okay,
and how your voice is the key.
We had a bit of a discussion about this earlier on, did we not?
Yes.
Which we will come to a little bit later on. Okay, so where did I get this from? I figured Fast Company, I think it was. There are 30 strangers currently living together in Bali. There are another 30 in Mexico City and 30 more in Buenos Aires. None of them are locals, none of them are on vacation, and this isn't an episode of The Real World. Nice introduction. They're all part of this co-working retreat, a new phenomenon where professionals try working from a different country for a month alongside a group of other internationals. Some of these people are digital nomads, able to clock hours from anywhere that has an internet connection. Others are on creative sabbaticals paid for by their companies or between jobs and just looking for inspiration for their next jump. The only thing they all have in common is that they're there to work. So this company is called Unsettled. They're a three-year-old startup that organized these programs in Bali, Mexico, and Argentina. And they put on like a couple of dozen co-working retreats around the world every year. So you step off the plane, the company will provide local transport from the airport, a local SIM card, a membership to a local co-working space, a few communal meals, and a house full of 30 people looking to have transformational experiences just like you. They describe these accommodations as comfortable, not luxury, and the internet service as battle-tested. So you're given the option to stay for 2 weeks or a full month. So they're carving out this new category of work tourism, where people are paying a few thousand dollars, I'll say that again, a few thousand dollars, for a co-working experience abroad. So an upcoming Unsettled retreat in Marrakesh is priced at $1,750 to $2,500. For 2 weeks, depending on the room options. If you want to go to Colombia, to Medellin, it's between $2,200 and $2,500. So the idea is, according to their co-founder, that taking a month to work remotely from a beautiful place should be an easy sell to workers. But they envision a future where companies will pay to let their employees go on co-working retreats as an antidote to burnout and churn. What do you think about this?
I feel weird about it.
Okay.
I kind of feel like if you're going to go on a retreat or going to go on some sort of trip in order to get away from burnout, you need a break from the work environment, and that includes the people that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
So co-working trips is just you're doing the same thing, just in a different place. You're still working. You're still around the same people. And the whole point of burnout is that you have to break that pattern, and you have to take that, you know, you've got to have a gap in being exposed to it.
Go on.
Are you actually going on this co-working trip with your colleagues, or are you going solo?
Some are. You are given the option. The company is given the option. So let's go back to what Chris was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you were doing it solo, Chris.
Uh-huh.
How would you feel about it then?
it doesn't really matter because I'm still doing work. Mm. You know, even if I'm solo or not, I'm still in that work mindset and I'm still, you know, worrying about deadlines, for example. I'm still trying to communicate with my team, and now my team isn't even geographically in the same place as me, right? If I was solo. And I just feel that, you know, the environment is one thing, but really employee burnout, the main issue with it is more about workload or delegation or responsibilities. It's less about where you are in the environment that you're in, I think.
Odds.
For me, I think I would like to do something like this. You know, if the company can afford to send me away for 2 weeks to or a month, a change in environment, I think, would give me a boost. It would be a fresh change. And I think, you know, in my capacity as a producer and a presenter for a radio station, I think interviewing businesses abroad in different countries would be a great change. I think I would learn... well, new things from businesses that are abroad. So this would definitely work for something like us. Mali, I hope you're listening.
Especially if you're... Sorry, Chris. Especially if you are working within a co-working space where we know they are like incubators of startups and whatever. Getting those stories of startups as they're literally starting up, I think would be a really interesting take on things.
Yeah, but then don't call it a retreat though. You know what I mean? Like, it's still a work trip. Like, that's... Like, we already, you know, do go out to other countries and to conferences and stuff like that. And while technically that's... I'm not in the same context as this in terms of that's very much so a corporate thing, and this is like, oh, you get to be in like a nice place, but it's still a work trip regardless, right? So to call it a retreat, I think, is kind of a misnomer if you're not retreating from work.
Okay. All right, folks, let us know what you think. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break. We've got some Foo Fighters up next with Times Like These. When we come back, scared of trading stocks, there's a See, you've done it to me now.
Algorithmically.
Yes.
I don't even
robot. Robot trading. All coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.